Welcome to the broadcast of Crosstown Church of Memphis. We are a church that is Christ-centered, diversity-driven, and community-committed. A church that's bringing people together, sharing God's message of hope, love, and service. We seek to love God, love people, and serve the city. We welcome you to our broadcast with Pastor Byron Fitzpatrick.
So, for those of you that joined us last week, you know we started a brand new teaching series, which is titled Mind Games. And today we are continuing that same message, Mind Games, and the subtitle is titled Winning the Mind Game. In this message, we are looking at the games that our mind plays on us, our mind plays tricks with us, and it causes us to, you know, go into this place, this space in our head with negative thinking. And we have to be very careful about negative thinking, because if we don't, it will actually control our lives. It will determine the direction of our lives. And so we want to be very cautious and very careful about the negative thinking. Throughout this series, we're going to be looking at the Apostle Paul and some of the mind games or the mind battles that he faced in his life, and looking at how he faced those things and what he did to help deal with it, help combat it, help to win the mind game. We looked at 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 and 4. It says, we are human, but we do not wage war. We do not wage war as humans do. We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and to destroy false arguments. The Apostle Paul is letting us know that when it comes to this mind game or this mind battle of negative thinking, we have to fight this not with human or natural weapons, but we have to fight this with supernatural weapons, which we get from God's mighty power. We use God's mighty weapons. And then also in the King James Version, that was the NLT version that I just read, the King James Version, it says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds, to the pulling down of strongholds. And in that, I wanted to focus on the word strongholds. We learned that strongholds is a place of protection built against, or a place that's built for protection against, attack. You know, we're very familiar with a fort or a castle, or, last week I made the reference to the Great Wall of China. You know, walls are strongholds, and these strongholds are built to, designed and built to protect us against attack. Well, the reality is that the devil has built strongholds in our minds. And because he's built these strongholds in our minds, these walls, these strong walls, what they do is they prevent the truth from getting into our minds. So the devil is trying to protect the lies that have been established in our minds, and he's trying to protect them from the truth. And what we have to do, and like the Apostle Paul is saying, we have to tear down those strongholds. We have to tear down those walls of negative thinking. And the way that we do it is we use God's mighty power. We use God's weapons. We also learned that a stronghold is a place where a particular cause or a belief is strongly defended or upheld. There are so many lies that the devil has told us, and he's built these stronghold walls in our minds. And what happens is, once those are established, then we actually begin to defend that belief of that lie. We actually begin to uphold that lie in our own thinking, in our own mind, and which comes out in the direction of our lives, the decisions that we make, our behaviors, our attitudes, and everything. But it festers this huge place in our mind, which is negative thinking, and we have to be very careful about negative thinking. So another scripture that we talked about last week, it says, Proverbs 23:7, it says, for as he thinks his heart, or as he thinks in his heart, so he is. The fact is that the way that we think, our decisions, our thinking process will actually determine the course of our lives. It will determine the direction that we're going to go. And we have to be very, very careful that the life that we have is a reflection of the thoughts that we think. If we take a look at our lives and we do an assessment of our lives, and if we look at the direction of our lives or the reflection of our lives, we can see, or it will reveal how we actually think. And so I'm not going to go through the entire, you know, I'm not going to review the entire lesson from last week. If you haven't heard it, if you didn't get it, or if you want to refresh yourself, I just want to tell you, go back and listen to the message from last week, and we'll you can, you know, refresh yourself on that. But what I want to do is I want to pick up where I left off last week. And where I left off last week, as I was talking about, there was two things that we're going to focus on, at least in this particular message. One of them is we want to identify the biggest stronghold that is holding us back. And number two is we want to name the truth that destroys that stronghold. So that's what I'm going to be focusing on today. So with number one, what is the biggest mental stronghold that's holding you back? And I want you all, as I'm talking, I want you to really begin to think about it. Last week, I also made a statement. I said, think about what you think about. And we remember we did the assessment to try to figure out if we have more of a negative thinking or if we have more of a positive thinking. So as I'm talking again, think about what you think about. And in that, I want you to ask yourself the question and try to think and try to pinpoint it. So you have to put some thought into this. And that is, what is the biggest mental stronghold that's holding you back? It's very important that we identify what that stronghold is, because once we can identify what that stronghold is, then we can combat it. You know, you cannot fight what you don't know. You cannot fight what you don't see. So once you know it, once you see it, then you can put together a plan of action in order to combat it. Then you can determine which mighty weapon of God that you need in order to combat that negative thinking or that stronghold and tear it down. You know, you may think, I'm not good enough. You know, so many people in their lives, they just think they're just not good enough. No matter what they do, the different things that they're engaged in life, the different courses that they, you know, tend to take in their lives, different things that they try to go to achieve, so many different things. You just think, I'm not good enough. So many people think that they're just not good enough. Maybe that's a stronghold in your mind that's holding you back. Or some people may say, you know, my past is too bad to make any real progress. We look at our past, and sometimes our past is just so bad, we feel like because that past has impacted us in such a negative way, it's been so bad that we can never really escape it. And because we can never really escape that past, we're never really going to make any real progress in our lives. You know, maybe you don't trust anybody. Maybe your thinking is that, man, I just don't trust people. You know, I've been misused and mishandled so often in my life to where I just don't trust anybody. You know, people have lied to me too much, you know, and they have broken my trust, broken confidentiality with me. They didn't prove themselves to be loyal, and it's hard to trust anymore. And because you have a problem with trusting people, then that really begins to impact, or it does impact, your relationships with people. Maybe you say, I'm always going to battle with my weight. You know, how many people look at their weight and they like, man, they want to change their weight status. They want to lose some weight for various reasons. Maybe because, you know, they're not satisfied or happy with the way that they look. Maybe because of health issues that began to develop because of, you know, weight problems. Maybe because of limitations that your weight puts on you. But the reality is that maybe because you've tried and tried and tried and tried to make a difference when it came to your weight, you just feel like, man, I'm always going to be battling with my weight. Another one you might say is, what I know is what I know. And I can't know any more than what I know. So forget it. You know, sometimes in our own mind, in our own mental capacity, we limit ourselves on being able to know more than what we know. We live our lives and be like, this is what I know. You know what I'm saying? This is the way it's always been. And so this is just the limit of what I know. This is just the limit of my knowledge and my understanding. You know, the Bible tells us that knowledge is key. It says it is key. It says understanding is a principal thing, which means that there, just because you have limits yourself in your knowledge of knowing things, it does not, your capacity is not limited to what your thinking has put you in, the place that your thinking has put you in. So, you know, for me, I thought about this, you know, I really put some thought into this, and I'm like, man, What is the biggest stronghold that I got? What is the biggest mental battle in my mind that I got? And I, you know, there was, just like all of us, we could think of many strongholds that caused us to develop a lot of negative thinking. But, you know, you and me doing it, I really had a hard time trying to figure out what the biggest one was. So what I did is I picked out one that I felt was really strong. I'm talking about like it's strong. And for me, it's this. For me, it's thinking that everyone uses me for their own gain and benefit without pouring back into me. And I was thinking, and I was like, man, I do struggle with that. That thing does cause me to have a lot of negative thinking. I feel like, man, everybody uses me. When I say use me, I don't necessarily mean they use me with negative tense or anything like that. Or, you know, I don't think that they're, I don't necessarily say that they use me with their, with negative motivation or anything like that. But what I'm saying is that people, I feel like people do use me for their own gain and their own benefit, but that's not the problem. The problem is this. The problem is without pouring back into me. I'm always there for people, or at least I think I am. You know, in times of celebration, in times of achievements in their lives, in times of sadness, in times of death, you know, people go through things in their lives, whether good or bad or everything in between. I try to be there for people as much as I possibly can. And in that, you know, if somebody called me and they say, hey, I need your help, I instantly began to think about how can I help them? In other words, what do I need to rearrange in my life, in my time, in my day, in my schedule to be able to help them? I very rarely think, you know, when somebody asks me for help, I very rarely think, nope, I ain't helping. I very rarely think about ways to get out of helping them, you know, ways to say no to them. I automatically, instantly start thinking, okay, how can I do this? What do I need to do? What type of adjustments I have? How do I change my schedule? You know, I'm always there. I'm always there to try to help people out, to be there to support them in the good and the bad and everything in between. You know, if you call and you say you need my help, I'm there. I remember a time, Mihaya, Sharonda's daughter, she said to me, this was at her birthday party a few years ago. And she said to me, she came up to me and she said, Byron, you don't have to be at every event. And I looked at her and I was like, what? She said, you're at everything. She said, you don't have to be at everything. And when she said it, I looked in her face and she said it with all sincerity. She didn't say it with any ill intent or whatever. She wasn't saying like, man, this is a kid's party. What you doing? It was nothing. It was nothing like that. It was like a real sincere thing that she was saying to me. You know, the Bible tells us, you know, that out of the babes, you know, out of the mouths of babes, you know, I can't even remember the rest of it. But anyway, kids have a way of saying things to us from time to time that's eye-opening, that's mind-blowing, you know, and I honestly believe that God used her at that moment, you know what I mean? Just to say, Byron, you know, you don't have to be at everything. And I looked at Mihaya, I said, Mihaya, this is your birthday. I said, I am honored to be here to celebrate your birthday with you. And so, but so often I feel like people don't return that same thing back to me. I don't mind helping people. I don't mind being there for people. I absolutely love it. My problem is I just don't think that people return that thing back to me. And I can't tell you how that affects my thinking. And so as I was thinking about this, like, what is my biggest stronghold? What is that biggest thing in my mind? You know, this big wall, this stronghold that the devil has placed in my mind, that's a lie. And that lie is, you know, maybe this is that stronghold. Maybe this is that thing that causes me to have a whole bunch of negative thinking, because at times it causes me to think negative about people when I shouldn't. You know, did you know that negative thinking is fear-based? Negative thinking is fear-based. It's thinking that has your brain in a constant state of fear. Negative thinking puts you at risk of stroke. It affects our cognitive functioning, our cognitive thinking. Negative thinking, it raises, here you go. I'm about to get scientific with y'all here for a minute, all right? I've been biblical here in some of these things, and I'm gonna get scientific here for a minute, okay? Negative thinking, it raises your, I can't even say this word right. Cortisol. Cortisol. It raises your cortisol level. Okay, well, what is cortisol? I had to look it up because I didn't know, all right? I do my research, I do my study. Cortisol, it's a hormone that helps regulate the release of glucose sugar in your bodies. There's some other things, it does some other things too, but that's one of the main functions or main purposes of this cortisol, this hormone in our body. It helps to regulate the glucose sugar that's released into our bodies. But too much of this, the release of sugar, and as we all know, this is too much of glucose sugar in our body, it can damage our bodies in certain places, in certain ways. It can damage our liver. It can damage our kidneys. It can damage our small intestines. It can even suppress our immune system. And we know when our sugar is not regulated properly, it even causes diabetes. Negative thinking, it actually releases this cortisone, the cortisone levels, or it raises the cortisone levels in our bodies. Our bodies is constantly releasing this hormone because it's working in a positive way. But too much of anything good can turn bad. We all know that, right? And so another thing about stress is, it can cause stress. It directly affects our thinking. When too much cortisone is released into our body, it directly affects our thinking. But here's what one of the things that releases too much of it in our bodies. Here's one thing that releases too much cortisone in our body. Negative thinking. Negative thinking will release too much cortisone in your body. It's a trigger. Negative thinking, it's like it triggers it and say, okay, release, 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 release. And negative thinking, where does it come from? It comes from stress. And it comes from fear. Negative thinking comes from stress and it comes from fear. Positive thinking, on the other hand, positive thinking, it releases a drug in our body, a natural drug in our body called dopamine. All right? It's a dope, y'all. Our body's got natural dope that it releases in our body. And this natural dope, which is called dopamine, is released in our body and positive thinking releases it. Dopamine is a natural drug that causes you to be happy or over the littlest things. You know, some people are just happy over the littlest things. It's like it doesn't take much to please them. It doesn't take much to make them happy. Well, that thing that's released into their body is dopamine. And it plays a major role in our motivation. It plays a major role in positive behaviors. It also motivates our motor skills. So this dopamine, when it's released in our body, it motivates our motor skills. You know, some people, you know, when they get to a place where they just determine, they make up their mind, they make up their thinking that they're going to get themselves back in better shape. And when they do and they start doing it, then all of a sudden they feel good about it and they start working out. This dopamine is released in their body. And it's motivating their motor skills. It's motivating them to move. It's motivating them to get up. You know, my wife, a lot of times, she said, man, when she work out, you know, a lot of people do. But it's like when they work out, it feels like it's a stress reliever. When they work out, they feel good. They feel like they've accomplished something. They feel like they did something. You might be tired, you know, in the process. And afterwards, you might be sore in the process. And afterwards, it might hurt a little bit. But mentally, you feel good about it. Mentally feel good and it's released and that dopamine is released into your body. Identify the biggest negative thought that you have. Number one, identify what's your biggest stronghold. This negative thinking is affecting your entire development process. So knowing what that is, identifying what that is, it helps you to combat it. So identifying is knowing. Number two, here's the second thing that we're going to do. I shared with this in closing last week. Number two, after identifying what your biggest stronghold is in your mind, your biggest stronghold in your thinking is, number two, what is the truth that can destroy that stronghold? After you have identified it, then ask yourself the question, search for, look for, what is the truth that can destroy that stronghold. So remember, that stronghold is built on a lie. So in order to tear down that lie, you have to identify the truth that can destroy it. The book of John, chapter 8, verse 32, it says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So once we identify the truth that can destroy this stronghold, then we can free our minds of that lie. Have you ever wondered why an elephant never tries to escape that tiny rope that's tied around its leg? You know, I'm sure many of you have seen this before, like in the zoo or maybe at a circus or someplace like that. And the elephants, they have this one rope tied around usually the back leg of an elephant. Big old giant elephant. And that elephant never tries to escape that little rope. Knowing, we all look at that elephant like, man, we know you can pull this stake up out the ground, this rope, you can break this rope, you just walk away, you know, big and strong as you are. But why doesn't an elephant actually do this? I'll tell you why. When an elephant is a young calf, its captor will tie his leg to a stake, a stake in the ground. When he's just a calf, when he's just a little baby, a little child. And that little elephant will try and try to break away over and over again, trying to pull away from that. But at that age, he's not strong enough. He's not big enough yet to break free of that rope. Eventually, what happens is over years, the elephant grows up and he learns that there is nothing that he can do in order to break free of that rope. So when an elephant is full grown, fully developed, fully strengthened in his development, he has already learned in his mind that he can't break free of that. He's already learned that there's no way that he's going to get free of that little rope that's tied around his leg. Some of you have believed a lie for so long that you do not believe that you can ever change your situation. You have believed that lie for so long. Some of the lies that we have believed them since childhood. Those lies those strongholds were being developed at childhood. You know, our past goes all the way back to our childhood. There's so many things. I'm sure you guys can just go through your own life and look at your present situation, look at your present life right now, and then just say to yourself, what lies have I believed since I was a child that's still impacting me till this day? Am I ever going to lose this weight? Am I ever going to lose this weight? And maybe you say to yourself, I'm never going to lose this weight. So why even try? The elephant said, I'm never going to break free of this rope. So why even try? You know, you may say that about your weight. Because of my past, I'm never going to get a decent job or decent housing. Because of your past, because of the things that's been happening in your past, the devil has lied to you for so long and said, nope, you ain't gonna never get no good job. Nope, you ain't gonna never get no good housing. Nope, you ain't gonna never get no good situation. It's just gonna be like this. So your past did it to you, you stuck with it for life. You may say, I've been hurt by too many people and I'll never be able to trust or to love again. There are some people, they avoid falling in love. They do their best to stay away from falling in love because they've been hurt so many times. Some people just don't trust nobody. And because their trust has been broken so many times from years past. This marriage has been a mess for too long. It's never going to get any better. You know, when we think about these lies, you know, these things that has been developed in our minds, they've been there for so long. This lie has been told to us for so long that we actually feel like and believe that there's no way that we're ever going to escape it. If you think that your current situation can never get any better, you bought into a lie that's been told to you for too long. How do you tear down the strongholds in your mind that the devil has built? Stop believing the lie and believe the truth. So identifying the truth that can destroy that stronghold, identifying the truth that can destroy that lie. So how do you change that? How do you tear down those strongholds? Stop believing the lie and start believing the truth. But you cannot believe the truth until you identify what that truth is, not until you find out what's the truth that can tear this down. If you think that you can never win, you will never win. Stop believing that lie. You can win and you will win. That's the truth. That's the truth. The truth is not that you can't win. The truth is you can win and you will win. Identify the truth and tear down that stronghold. My biggest stronghold in my mind is thinking that everyone uses me for their own gain and benefit without pouring back into me. The truth to that, the truth to destroy the biggest stronghold in my thinking is knowing that I have dedicated my life to helping people. Whenever I find myself get into the pits, get into a pity party about that negative thinking, I have to remind myself that I've dedicated my life to helping people. I've committed my life to helping people. That's just a part of who I am. I've accepted the fact that that's a part of who God created me to be. Maybe that's why he called me into the ministry. I don't know. But I do know this. It's just a natural thing into me to want to help people. You know, it's a natural thing. Like I told you, when people call on me, when they say, hey, Byron, I need you for this. Or, hey, Byron, can you help with this? Or, hey, Byron, I'm about to, this big event is about to happen in my life. I need you to be there. You know, it's like I'm automatically thinking about how can I adjust my life so that I can be there to support them? I'm automatically thinking, how can I adjust my life to be there to help them? What can I do? I very rarely think about, you know, what I can't do and what I'm not going to do. Automatically start thinking about what I can. I love helping people. I love being there for people. I love supporting people. I love showing up. You know, when we worked in the ministry that we worked at in Des Moines, you know, we worked in children's ministry for many years. Then we worked in youth ministry for so many years. And then I became the assistant pastor. I remember when I became the assistant pastor, you know, when I was a children's pastor, I used to show up for kids' events in their schools, you know, just like I show up for my own kids, you know, go to their little plays in their schools and, you know, they learn how to play these little instruments and they have these recitals and they all sound terrible, you know, but all the parents are standing there, look at my baby. And they're taking pictures and they're in videos and all that stuff like that. Oh, look at my baby. They sound terrible. But we was all there cheering them on and making them feel like they sound like songbirds, you know? And those kids, you just see their smile on their faces. I showed up for kids in our ministry for their events, their sporting events, you know, just as well as I showed up for my own kids. I showed up for those other kids. When I became a youth pastor, I did the same thing. I was going to their football games, basketball games, tracks, all everything, you name it. I was trying, I couldn't make everybody's. But I did as much as I could do. But you know what? I not only did it for those kids, I even did it for their parents. I showed up for their parents' events and stuff, you know, good or bad. If I could be there, I was there. It was a part of my job. It was a part of my responsibility, but it was something that I also enjoyed doing. And, you know, I remember when I became the assistant pastor. When I became the assistant pastor, some of those same young people, as they were growing up, still saw me showing up for their football games. They still saw me showing up. You know, somebody died in their family. I would show up. You know, somebody's graduating. You know, I was there at their graduation or at their graduation party. I used to send, when I was a youth pastor and stuff, I used to give kids graduation gifts. I would give them gift cards. Give them, you know, buy special gifts and stuff like that. When I became the assistant pastor, that didn't stop. I kept doing it. I love helping people. Whenever I deal with this stronghold in my mind of thinking that everybody used me for their own benefit and their own gain, their own purpose, without pouring back into me, and that's where my negative thinking comes from. It comes from when I feel like people are not pouring back into me. I have to find a truth that can destroy that stronghold. And the truth that can destroy that stronghold is knowing and reminding myself that I have dedicated my life to helping people. When I find myself thinking like that, that's what I remind myself. My purpose, I remind myself of my purpose. My purpose is to help people in making their lives better, period. However I can do that, however I need to do that, whatever stage I'm at in my life, that's what I do. I do what I can do. My purpose is to help people's lives be better. That's the truth that can destroy a stronghold in my mind. After you identify the biggest stronghold in your mind, knowing what that is, you can combat it. Knowing that is, you can battle it and tear down that stronghold. After knowing what that is, identify the truth. Ask yourself, what is the truth that can tear down that stronghold? I want to win this mind game. The life that we have is a reflection of the thoughts that we think. If we change our thinking, we can change our lives.
We hope you enjoyed today's message. If this message was a blessing to you and you would like to support this ministry in a financial way, you can donate electronically by texting to 84321 and enter the dollar amount you'd like to donate in the message area. Or you can mail a check or money order to Crosstown Church of Memphis, P.O. Box 40981, Memphis, Tennessee 38104. We invite you to visit our website at www.wearecrosstown.com for more information about our church. Join us for our next broadcast on Facebook and YouTube next Sunday at 10 a.m. Be blessed and be better.